All right. I'm going to scroll this off to the side like I do. And good fucking morning to you. It's Thursday morning. What was it? The 27th. Is that what it was today? Yeah, 27th. And I was supposed to be, I'm going to be killing mosquitoes out here, obviously. These things just exploded. And I got a dark shirt on. Dark shirts, if you guys didn't know, dark clothing attracts mosquitoes. So if you ever go to an island and you're camping out and you got a black shirt on, you're wondering why mosquitoes are all over you. Or black shorts, dark shorts do the same thing. Anyway, they're getting on me. I wasn't going to do one of these this morning because I was going to be paddling this morning. And it looks like I was going to be paddling this morning. And so, but of course, it's salt water and Noah sucks. And at midnight last night, when I went to bed at midnight last night, the forecast was looking fine. Forecast was all good, right? Light winds, 5 to 10, it's not going to ever get over 9. And woke up this morning, 6 o'clock this morning, and the forecast has completely changed. So, not completely changed. It's just going to be up to 15. And we're going to try to get out to the bridge. Going to try to do some spade fish. And 15 from the south is pretty bad. 10 ain't that bad from the south out there. It was borderline. I don't like 10 out in that open water. 10 knots. But today, they're talking for forecast 15. 15 right at slack at 10. So that was going to be me and Lee's opportunity. I was supposed to fish with Lee today, too. So that's out. And I was going to do one of these paddling out. And I was going to do the coffee, you know, the morning coffee and cussing. But I was just going to paddle out and talk to you guys. I thought it ought to be kind of cool. Set it up and just see if it was going to work anyway. And just kind of talk to y'all about as I was going to paddle out. But I'm sitting here in the usual spot. Went to yoga last night. I had a first. I was going to make a post about this, but I just do it here. I had a first. It was an outside class, right? The Bob Brigade class that I always go to on Wednesdays that I like really like a lot. But I first time in 7 years of you practicing yoga, I finally farted in a class. It was just a twist, and it was a wide-legged twist, so you're about kind of on the splits, and then you kind of twist around like that. And I just, you know, just a little one, just a burnt. But it fart, definitely a fart, and definitely in a class, and definitely the first time I did that in 7 years of practicing. So it was, you know, I was kind of like, oh, wasn't that embarrassing at first, and then I was like, oh, it's pretty, pretty embarrassing. But it was outside. The wind was away from everybody. It wasn't that bad, but bad enough to me get embarrassed. I don't get embarrassed easy, you know. I get embarrassed. I think basically because it was the position to where we were, you know, wide-legged girl right behind me, not right behind me, but you know, enough behind me to where that was not cool. Anyway, it was, but amazing yoga class. With fuck, it might rain on me. I didn't check the radar. The last couple practices, I've been realizing. So I'm back to health. Like basically, I'm back to like regular health. Right. I feel I can go paddle 20 miles if I needed to. I feel a lot better. But leg wise, my legs are not as strong as they were before I left. You know, kind of gauging myself of before the tour, after the tour. Before the tour, I was really, really strong on my legs. My yoga practice was so strong. I was so healthy and strong at that point. Before I left, I got really, really, really tight before I left. And now I'm totally realizing I lost a lot of my leg strength. All the balance and poses, anything with legs is not working to where I was when I left. So that's something that's got to be worked on this through the yoga. So a lot of the standing poses, you know, try to really do it. I'll go all through them, but so that's been odd for me physically, is feeling my legs are weaker than they were before I left. So that's a build up. Rest of my body feels good, paddling feels good, my energy feels good. All that stuff feels good. Just my legs are the last things to get worked on, right? Leg day, right? So there's a leg time right here for this next little bit because of the kind of week. What I am gonna do today, since I ain't gonna go pat, well, I might just get out a little bit, but not out to the bridge, not open water. I'm gonna try to hit one of the inlets. But what I'm gonna do today is finish up I got like four or five of the Coffee and Cussing podcasts ready to be edited and posted up. I posted up the last podcast before I left last night. Went over Jay's house and was able to use his internet to get that podcast up. So I got that lined up. Today I'll get this, the first one. I'm going to try to record an intro for this, an introduction to the podcast and, you know, how it came about. Just a real quick thing to post, you know, have the first one and then have them come out after that. But I'm really happy with this direction and the name, right? Because before, everybody was trying to, you know, marketing-wise, well, I'm really happy about it. Everybody was always trying to get, you know, me to market the Kayak Kevin name itself. And I understood that, and I dug it, but I only thought that was going to go far so far. If you don't know who I am, the fucking Kayak Kevin t-shirt ain't going to mean shit to you. So, but this... this has a more marketable, for me, you know, I'm not a good businessman, so obviously not a good businessman, and don't make good business decisions, but I it's more along feel, and that's not the way you do business, but I feel like I felt like the Kayak Kevin name by itself wasn't enough to market it, but this is, you know, it's the Coffee and Cussing is like a cute name. It can be marketed even if you don't know who I am. If somebody sees that, they recognize that for what it is and think it's cool, and we'll maybe get into it. So that's a way better of a marketing plan. You know, and the official name of this is going to be Coffee and Cussing Kayak Kevin Podcast. So it's a version of the previous podcast. I'm still going to be doing the multiple guests, you know, Lee and Rob and everybody and Rogowski, and as the winter comes, we could do more of that as we get going. You know, that's more of a winter thing when we ain't got shit going. You know, winter, nobody's fishing all that much. So that's what I'm gonna do. So we keep going with that. But I'm really happy with this direction. I'm gonna get that posted today since I'm not fishing. Do a couple errands. Hopefully Randy's coming down this weekend. It's gonna be fucking blowing, but at least we might not fish out in the bridge and really not be able to fish anything really cool, but I just need to get on the water and start paddling. The whole idea is I'm trying to get Brandy up to the level, paddling level, to do the bridge with the Reds. So we have a month to kind of get her geared up and try to get her body trained up to that level, because it's not just the paddle, right? It's the paddle's the first thing you gotta, you know, with the bridge. 3 miles out, if you're going out to the first island, going out to the first island for the Reds is the easiest thing, because you're not gonna have any structure to worry about breaking off. Everybody's going to the pilings and nobody's fought around the pilings and they're breaking off and there's fucking lines all over the pilings by October. Get out to the island so you can fight these fish without any obstructions, without any structure in the way. Unless you're really good at fighting spade fish and sheep's head, you're more likely to break off with a red around the bridge, around the piling. So learn how to fight spade fish and sheep's head and how to do that piling scramble, that piling fight, that spade fish scramble around the piling, so you have a better chance. I just think guys are hooking them and breaking them off and, oh, I hooked one. Well, that sucks. Don't do that. Go out to the island so you don't break them off. Stop leaving hooks in fish. I mean, I know I do too. I break, a good percentage of my catches off, but I think more guys are doing that than landing. So we gotta get out to the island. And it's not just 3 miles straight shot. It's 3 miles cross current. So it's a 3 miles river crossing. You got one current coming out, you gotta cross that. It's not, you know, it's current's coming like this and you gotta go this way. So you're basically paddling this way the whole time. That's what we gotta get her into shape for. I'm not saying she's out of shape, but get up to physical capability. So that's not an issue, and then you can fight the fish, because once you fight a fish, then you're going to be tired from that. The whole fish fighting ordeal, the whole red drum fighting ordeal is gonna wear you out. Yeah, you're gonna get adrenaline rush from it, but you know, 15 minutes later, you're gonna be fucking dead tired. And then if you get multiples, then you're talking about you're really gonna get tired of shit. And then you gotta paddle back. So it's all we gotta get her into paddle shape for that. So that's also this weekend. I think I'm gonna experiment with putting her in the Trident 11. See if she can get in the Trident 13. I gotta get her a longer boat. First thing is get her a longer boat. That 10-foot boat's just small for out there. Even when the waves kick up, it just doesn't have enough nose. It's just not enough. Be great for the piling fight, but we gotta get the paddling down first. So that's what I'm thinking of this weekend. I'm gonna scroll the questions over and see if there's anything. Well, I drink some coffee. And what's cool about, I've been doing, the editing for this isn't that bad. What I'm gonna do is what I'm gonna do is, what I've done with this first one